So let's talk about voicemail. And everybody knows that cold calling is God's punishment to salespeople. And when he wanted to prove that he has a sense of humor, he created voicemail. It's a reality. We're all going to have to deal with it. Success with voicemail is really going to come with understanding what purpose it serves in your sales process. We know what purpose it serves in the buyer's process, which is to eliminate interruption, to get rid of people they don't want to talk to. So you have to understand what the purpose of voicemail is. And the purpose of voicemail is strictly to get a call back. It is not to try and get the appointment. It is not to try and sell the individual. The only outcome and the only goal for a voicemail is to get the individual to give you a call back. And if you listen to most people's outbound messages, they say something to the effect of, please leave a detailed message. You end up leaving a detailed message. They end up coming to the conclusion that this is not on their priority list, and as a result, you don't get your call back. In fact, most salespeople I talk to will tell you that they get one out of every 10 messages that they leave, they'll get a call back for. The method I'm going to share with you in the next few seconds is going to get me at least 5 out of 10 messages I get a return call on. And again, the goal is to get the person to call you back, so you have to create an aura of mystery. So what I do is I call somebody up, I leave them my name and phone number. Let's say my name's Tibor Shanto, I'm calling you from Rembor. Then I say, you can reach me at 416, blah, 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 blah. Speak slowly because you don't want to have to repeat yourself. And then I leave them a third-party reference, and that is maybe a client that I've dealt with that's directly competing with them, maybe a customer of theirs that I've dealt with that's a cross-overlap. It creates a bit of a mystery. It does not have the detail they need to make up their mind, and 5 times out of 10, they pick up the phone to close the loop, and that's when I get a chance to talk to them. And at that point, my purpose becomes to get the appointment. On the voicemail, your goal is to get the call back.